It is our tradition for many years now that when we celebrate Mother's Day, we invite a mother from our parish to come forward to give a reflection at our masses. And today gives me great pleasure to welcome Michelle Riemer to come forward and offer that reflection. Please show her some appreciation.
Thank you, Father. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. As Father mentioned, my name is Michelle Riemer, and I have been a parishioner for almost 15 years. My husband, Mark, and I have two sons, Michael, who is 29 and lives in Kansas City, and Anthony, who is 26, an alum of St. Joe's, and is here with us today. When Father Martin asked me to speak today, I instantly told him that I was honored by his request, but that I'm not that good of a mom. He assured me that I was fine, which I appreciate it, but still don't believe it. I thought quite a bit about Blessed Mother and all the challenges that she faced. I spent nights reflecting on what makes a good mom, and I think it depends on the different stages of our children. The greatest gift God gave to women was the opportunity to be a mom. With this gift comes the responsibility of the future of humankind. This is just the beginning of the many things that our children will blame us for. Needless to say, I accepted the gift with pure excitement. As we celebrate the Ascension, I find it the perfect day to have Mother's Day. As Jesus finalized his time on earth and ascended into heaven with the promise of the Holy Spirit, he asked that we spread his word. As mothers, we share our faith and teachings with our children with hopes that this continues for generations. Having the Holy Spirit with us has given us the strength to be who we are and how we live our lives. As a student of 17 years of Catholic school, the power of prayer has been embedded in me, and countless times I would hear the nuns say, "May the Holy Spirit be with me." Praying occurred daily. We prayed to start the day, prayed at lunch, prayed anytime we heard a siren, and that those involved would be safe. I think I still do that to this day. We prayed at the end of the school day, before dinner, before we slept. We prayed to the many saints. I think Saint Anthony has found more items in our household than all of us combined. Praying was just automatic until I became pregnant. I spent the time daily praying for a healthy baby, and we were lucky enough to have two. As they would grow, I would pray that no harm would come to them and they someday would be successful. I also prayed for my patience and understanding, especially during those times when I was tested most, such as when my youngest decided to take a Sharpie to our entire family room. The carpet, the furniture, and all the lamps were now filled with his artwork. Thank goodness my prayers were answered, and my son is still with us today. I would pray that they would do well on tests and complete projects. I asked for the strength to stay out of it as much as possible, as they needed to handle these on their own, even though perfection was not always there. When they learned to drive, prayers were endless, as I worried about their safety and the safety of others. As my boys became adults, my prayers changed, and no longer specific asks, but just that they would be happy and kind. Faith truly helped me understand what was important, and I believe faith has guided them to become good men. Both of my boys are in the same industry as me, so I'm lucky enough to hear from their management, peers, and others on how they are doing on a daily basis. They do remind me that they work for my clients, so I need to be a little bit nicer to them. I advise that they need to earn it, but I'm always pleased to hear what gentlemen they are and how much people enjoy working with them. I guess some of my nagging and guidance has helped a bit. About a year and a half ago, I was shockingly given the diagnosis of cancer. After the doctor shared this news, I instantly thought of my boys and who would take care of them after I would be gone. Now, keep in mind that they don't need anyone taking care of them, but I prayed that it would continue to grow in their faith and be the best humans possible. I prayed for their strength to overcome obstacles in their lives and always find happiness, and I pray that others will be there when they need someone to talk to or share exciting news. I also hope that they know the power of prayer. I have been given the job as a mother, and it is a lifelong position. I will continue to guide my children, even though sometimes they will consider it nagging. I will preach the importance of our faith and to understand that how we are seen by others in this world is how we know if we are successful or not. I pray that you all have a very happy Mother's Day and that our children will make this world a better place. Thank you.